We'll skip over, but okay. Rosh Chodesh Nisan, on page Resh Samach Aleph. This is from Yer Tavshin Beis, 1942. This is the last piece that he gave from now all the way until Parshas Chukas, because things were getting very bad. The deportations were very bad. The Nazis were building more gas chambers. So this is sort of the last piece that the Rebbe has for quite some time, and it's his father's Yahrzeit. Oh, wow. It says, "Bahilula shel kvod kedushas Adoni Avi Moiri Harav Atzadik VaKadosh Atzal." His father's Yahrzeit is on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, which is yesterday. Ish Kodesh's father, and his father's name was Eli Melech. And he starts off by darshaning one of the psukim that has to do with the name Eli Melech. You know, at the end of Shmona Esrei, people recite psukim that start with the first letter of their name and end with the last letter of their name. So the pasuk actually for Eli Melech is this, is one of the psukim at least, is this pasuk in Tehillim: Amart laHashem, Hashem Ata. I said to God, Adonai Ata, you are my master. Tovasi bal alecha. Your kindness bal alecha, or my goodness, right, or my needs are bal alecha, are not upon you. What does it mean, not upon you? It's not your obligation. Hashem doesn't owe you anything. It's a very strong idea. Hashem doesn't owe you anything. You know, there's a halacha in Shulchan Aruch that says that when you daven, you should remind yourself, when you daven, as much as you're asking and kind of expecting to get certain things, Hashem doesn't owe you anything. God forbid to show up to davening thinking that Hashem owes you. Hashem doesn't owe you a thing. So Tovasi Baal Alecha, David HaMelech, in his humility, says, my well-being is not incumbent upon you. It's not obligated. You don't really owe me anything, Hashem. However, says David HaMelech, and that's the pasuk for Eli Melech. You see, it starts with an Aleph, and it ends with a Chaf Sofi. So it's a pasuk that hints to his father's name, hints to his father, Rav Eli Melech's holy name. His father passed away in 1892. I told you, he was a young, very young boy at the time. So anyway, so David HaMelech says, "Lekedoshim asher ba'aretz heima, va'adirei kol cheftzibam." David HaMelech says, I don't really deserve anything. Hashem, I don't expect you to do anything for me. You're my master, right? Adoni Ata, you're my master. You don't really owe me anything. However, Likadoshim Asher Ba'aretema, for the holy ones who are in the earth, the Adire Kol Cheftzibam, and the ones who are Adir, who are powerful, Kol Cheftzibam, right? All of my desires dwell with them. In other words, basically, it's a good way to introduce your father's Yahrzeit. He's saying, I don't have any merits of my own. My father, who's no longer alive, who's Ba'aretz, who's buried in the earth, in his merit, I ask of you. So the Rebbe says, it's such an interesting thing what David said, no? Shebizchus ha-tzadikim ha-kadoshim asher ba'aretz yirachim Hashem v'yoshienu. In the merit of the tzadikim, who are buried in the ground, Hashem should have mercy upon us. But the Rebbe says, we understand very simply, every person is a body, every person is a soul. Which is the main part of you? Which is the real you? If I ask you which part of you is really you, the answer is your neshama, not your body. Your body's temporary. Your body, as you know, the painful words of Chazal, will rot in the grave one day. That's just a reality for most people. Okay, maybe there are some tzaddikim whose bodies stay intact in the ground. But if I want to call on the merit of the tzaddikim, what should I say, Ari? I should say, Hashem, have mercy on me in the zchut of the neshamot. I'm still in Syrian mode, you know? I'm still speaking a little Sephardi. In the zchut of the neshamot, of the tzaddikim, who are what? Who are in the shamayim. I'm not calling on the bodies of the tzaddikim who are in the earth. V'navin ha-lashon asher ba'aretz heima. Hashem, the holy ones whose bodies are in the ground, that's what I'm asking for. Halo ikr tzidkasam v'kdushasam hi l'nishmasam asher b'shamayim, lo ba'aretz. The main righteousness, the main holiness of the tzaddik is that his neshama is in the highest of realms. So if I want to call, if I want to cry out in the zchus of the tzaddikim, so talk about the essence of a person. Talk about their neshama. It's a good kasha. And yet David HaMelech says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, I know you don't owe me anything, but do me a favor in the merit of the tzaddikim who are buried in the arts. So he quotes a beautiful teaching from his father. He says an unbelievable teaching from his father. I want to just point out before I share this teaching with you, since we're learning Makos this year, and we just learned it recently, so I want to tell you a Gevaldik Vart from the Pnei Menachem, the Ger Rebbe. The Pnei Menachem was the sixth Ger Rebbe. The Ger Rebbe says, if you learn Maseches Makos, so you'll see, you just saw it the other day, that what's the halacha if a student goes into, if a Talmud goes into Galus, so the Rebbe has to go with him, right? That's what the Gemara says, you should have good Talmidim. And what's the halacha if the Rebbe has to go into Galus? So it says the yeshiva goes with him, the Talmidim have to go with him. Right? The Rebbe has to go with the Talmud, the Talmud has to go with the Rebbe. So chaver, what's the halacha, God forbid, if your chavrusa has to go into Galus? You have to go with him. You guys learn together every day. It's your chavrusa. Pnei Menachem asks the question, why doesn't the Gemara discuss what you have to do if you're a good friend, if your chavrusa goes into Galus? Why is that not a halacha stated in the Gemara? So the Pnei Menachem, the Ger Rebbe, said, because it's so obvious, you don't even have to say it. The Gemara says, O chavrusa o misusa. A chavrusa? Either give me a friend or give me death. In other words, your friends are your life. Like I mentioned the other day, from Rav Isaac Sher, Zatzal, from Rav Yitzchak Isaac Sher. Right? He said that when Eov is suffering, and the Satan is given permission to take away everything except for his life, so he destroys his family and he destroys his money, right? And yet, Eov still has friends. So you see from that friends are life itself. You see that friends are your life. O chavrusa o misusa, the Gemara says. Give me a friend, give me companionship, or give me death. So it would almost undermine, if you have to tell your friend, right, so openly how you're feeling, sometimes a Rebbe and a Talmud, as close as they are, they still have to communicate with one another. The halacha needs to say that if the Talmud messed up, the Rebbe has to go with him. And if the Rebbe messed up, the Talmud has to go with him. But the chavrusa, it almost takes away, Pnei Menachem felt, it would take away by saying it. If you don't have concern for your fellow, for your good friend, for your buddy, for your chavrusa, for your roommate, the Gemara shouldn't have to say that. It should be so obvious to you that if your friend is going through a difficulty, you're there for them. Okay, it's also obvious on a certain level, the Rebbe Talmud, but even more obvious that the Gemara doesn't even have to say it. So quotes our Rebbe, the Eish Kodesh, he quotes from his father's Sefer. Aval noda misifrei kvot kedushas Adoni Avi Mori Harav Hatzadik Vakadosh Hatzal. My father, in one of his books, the Divrei Elimelech is the name of the Sefer. He wrote several Sfarim, but this one happens to be in the Divrei Elimelech. The Gemara says in Maseches Sota, Hayare mi'averos shebiyado, Chozer me'orche ha'melchama. Anyone know what this Gemara is talking about? A person who's afraid of the averos in his hand goes back from what? From the battlefield. In other words, when you're a soldier who's going out to battle, your life is in danger. And while a person, we're always in Hashem's hands, but when you put yourself directly in the line of fire in a more dangerous situation, you need more zechuyo to be protected. If you don't have a zechus, you're more likely to be killed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is more quick to punish when you've put yourself in a dangerous situation. So a person who has averos in his hand shouldn't go out to war. If he knows that he has certain averos, he should realize that he's going to get himself killed on the battlefield. He doesn't have the divine protection. So says the Eish Kodesh, my father explained, it's a beautiful idea. Shemisha oved es Hashem rak litzarcho. If you become a selfish Jew who only thinks about himself, if you serve Hashem only for your own needs, whether it's Yiras HaOnesh, or whether it's Ava Lekabel Pras, whether it's fear of punishment, or it's love of Hashem, or love of getting a reward, Ozrak me'averos sholo misyare v'lo shel chavero. Then I only care about my spiritual standing, my averos, and I could care less what you do. That's not my problem. Your averos are not my problem. Kevan sha'alein lo yanesh, because this person thinks that I'm not going to be punished for it. You do averos, that's your problem. It's between you and God. Not my problem. Now the truth is, it may be my problem because on a certain level we're all connected. But on the most basic level, your problems are not my problems. A person who thinks that way, right, is a very selfish Eved Hashem. Masha'enkin kisho'ovid rak l'malias ritzono yizbarach. But if I really care about God and not myself, then I care about every member of the team. And that means if someone else is struggling, it bothers me because I know it bothers Hashem. It's not about me, it's about Hashem. So then I'm concerned, I'm worried about my friend's sins. That bothers me. Because they themselves are against the will of Hashem. And I care about Hashem. I'm not selfish. It's not just about my olam haba. U'mishtokek rak l'malos ritzono yizbarach. And my longing, my mishtokek, my hishtokekos, my longing is simply to fulfill the desire of Hashem. So explains the Rebbe's father, v'zeh hayare me'averos shebiyado levada. If a person only cares, what does the Gemara say? A person who's afraid of his averos shouldn't go out to war. What does that mean? A person who's only concerned with his own spiritual standing, below gam me'averos shel chavero, and could care less about how his friend is doing in his religious growth, chozer me'arche ha'melchama, should go back from the battlefield. Why? What's the pshat? What does it have to do with the battlefield? Because soldiers on a battlefield have to have each other's back. If you're on the battlefield, we have to look out for each other. We're all going to get killed. We have to cover for each other. We have to look out for each other. If you're going to be selfish on the battlefield, the army is not going to be matzliach. Certainly, you can't be a general, right, who's concerned for his troops if you're a selfish person. So again, spiritually, we're all part of the tzivos Hashem. We're all part of the legions of Hashem. We're part of Hashem's army, which means that if I want to be a soldier, a proper soldier in Hashem's army, then I have to be someone who shares the concerns of my fellow soldiers. It's a beautiful var, no? It's a beautiful insight. So says the Rebbe, v'hinei mi shekavanaso lamale es ritzono yisbarach, misyari me'averos gam shel shar Yisrael. A person who cares about how does Hashem feel, a person who wants to fulfill Hashem's will, he's concerned not only for the sins of his fellow Jews, but gam misyari me'yisurei Yisrael chas v'chalila. He's concerned for the pain of his fellow Jews. He looks out for the physical well-being of his fellow Jews. Kevan shehem amcha v'nachalasecha. Amcha v'nachalascha, like it says in Devarim Perek Tes. Banav Yisbarach, we're Hashem's children, we're his portion. Bini b'chori Yisrael, we are the firstborn of Hashem. U'mitztar kishachas v'chalila misyasir mitztarim. Right? If I'm a good sibling, if my brother is going through a difficulty, so I'm concerned for him. So if we see each other as one big family, How could I continue to enjoy when I know that someone else is not enjoying? That's why, chaver, the first halacha in Hilchos Pesach, really one of the first things that you find on the books, I have it right here. The first thing the Rama brings in Siman Tav Chav Tes, chapter 429 of the Shulchan Aruch, U'minag liknos chitim lechalkan la'aniyam letzarech Pesach. In addition to the general mitzvah of giving tzedakah, so there's a special effort that we try to give something a little bit more. When it comes to Pesach, we give out, we collect grain, we collect flour, and we dispense it to the poor people so that they can bake matzah for Pesach. Obviously, nowadays, it's not so practical to give people grain. It makes more sense, instead of giving out flour, it makes more sense to give out money, or to give out food, or to give out whatever is needed. Right? So, you should give some money, and if you don't know who to give it to, so give it to one of the mashkichim in YU. I'm happy I can give it to... I'm happy to, pass it along to my rabbi's rabbinic discretionary fund. There's a lot of people who need a lot of different things. Okay, but the first halacha in Hilchos Pesach is what? Is make sure that someone else is also going to have matzah. Right? How does Perek Arvei Pesachim and Meseches Pesachim begin? For those who've learned it before. Right? That afilu ani, that even a poor person who takes food from the tamchoi needs to have 4 cups of wine. That's not just a responsibility on the poor person to make sure he gets his needs for Pesach. It's a responsibility on the community to make sure that we take care, that people have what they need for Pesach. It's expensive to make a Seder. So we have to make sure that people have what they need. Okay? So the Rebbe says, a good Jew is thinking about the spiritual standing of his fellow Jews, and he's concerned for the pain, the physical pain and suffering and anguish of his fellow Jews. Okay? So then he says, my father says the following. In my father's writings, he also mentions the following in the bottom paragraph. My father says, "Be'inyan mesiras nefesh, with regard to self-sacrifice, shemi sha'oev esamelech moser nafsho alav, if you love the king." I met a Gavaldic Jew over Shabbos. I stayed at this fellow's house, Mr. Stephen Shalom. Mr. Stephen Shalom told me, he says to me, he says, Rabbi Kassin changed my life. I love Rabbi Kassin so much that if God forbid, if there was a situation where I was keeping my life or giving my life for Rabbi Kassin, I would give my life for Rabbi Kassin. That's how much this rabbi means to me. So it's one thing for a person to say, that I love the king so much that I would be prepared to give my life for the king. Aval Misha Ovo Yoser, and if you remember, we learned this piece one time, that we saw this quote from his father before, one of the other pieces that we learned, that a person who really loves the king even more would be Moser Nafsho Gamba'ad B'no Shel HaMelech. I love the king so much, I would sacrifice my life, my existence, for the king's son. Why? Kevan Shehu B'no Shel HaMelech. Because what's ever important to the king is important to me. So, Kach Misha Oev Oso Yisbarach Ava Rabba. If you love Hashem a lot, Moser Nafsho Gam Bi'ad Yisrael. You make sacrifices for your fellow Jews. U'mikol shekein mitzar b'tzarasin shel Yisrael, and you feel their pain. You feel their pain. When they're going through something, you have to try to connect to it. V'lo b'tzar nishmasim bilvad mitzar. And the Rebbe says, and it's not just enough to be concerned. Oh, you heard this one. He's not religious anymore. He's not keeping mitzvot anymore. He stopped wearing tefillin. He doesn't keep Shabbos anymore. Right? Oh, he stopped learning. He used to learn so much. We should try to be makari of him, bring him back. It's not just enough to be concerned for people's spiritual standing. Rak gam b'tzar gufam. You have to be concerned for pashut things. To make sure Jews have food. To make sure Jews have clothing. To make sure Jews have a roof over their head. Again, there's a lot of money, you know, that's still being collected on behalf of these Ukrainian Jewish refugees around the world. There's a lot to give. There's a lot of needs. Rak gam b'tzar gufam. Pashut. Simple things, health, food, lechol, leshos, dira, malbush v'kadoma. They should have clothing, they should have food, they should have a roof over their head. To be a good Jew means what? I'm concerned for Jewish bodies, not just Jewish souls. And now the Rebbe says something unbelievable. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to the Jewish people on the top of the next page, U'kisha amar Hashem, Hine anochi sholeach malach lefanecha lishmarcha baderach. I'm going to send the Malach to guide you. He shomer mipanav u'shma b'kolo. Be very respectful of the Malach. Al tamerbo. Don't rebel against him. Don't cause trouble. Ki lo yisa lefish achem ki shemi b'kirbo. The Malach will not carry your averos, will not bear your iniquity, will not put up with your nonsense, because my name is in him. And Rashi gives an explanation there. But the Rebbe says, let me tell you what I think is going on here. How does a malach look at us, human beings of flesh and blood? How does a malach look at a person who needs to eat breakfast, needs to sleep, needs clothing, needs to make money, has physical desires? How does a malach look at us? So, however, we know how malachim look at us. They think that we're failures. Malachim look at us and see our bodies as the sign of our lowliness. A malach says, I'm a pure neshama, I'm a spiritual being. You're a complicated mess. You're a mix of body and soul. So an angel looks at us, Lufi Anizkar Le'el Efshar, we could explain, Mibnei Sha'asagas HaMalachu, the understanding of a Malach, is that if a Jew is hungry, and a Jew is starving, and a Jew is cold, and a Jew is sick, you know what the Malach is rooting for? It's a crazy thing to say. The Malach says, I hope he dies. You know why? Not because I hate him. Because enough with this stupid body already. Just get back to being a soul. It would be much better to just be a neshama. That's how a malach understands reality. Holiness means soul, not body. Shaspashas min aguf va'aliya mimenu la'olam yoser ruchani hi ma'ila gadola. To leave the confines of the body and to ascend to a higher spiritual world, the malach says that's much better. Your humanity, your physical existence is your lowliness. Every avera that you ever did was caused by your body. So your body is your worst enemy. L'chein, therefore, when the Malach is guiding you, Hashem says, Lo yisa l'fish achem. They're not going to put up, the Malach's not going to put up with your averos. Because the Malach's going to say, you know what? If you do averos and you die, it'll be better for you. V'chashro halo yoser tova lehem, shi yis'alu v'yispashtu migufam. It would be better for you to ascend and detach from your body. But however, as we've learned a lot this semester, and all of our learning leading up to that day of Gashmias, of Purim, right, where the Suda is such a centerpiece of the day, and a person goes to a place called Adda L'Yada, right, we've learned that the body is in fact very, very holy. The Rebbe's father's yard site is when? Is Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Rosh Chodesh Nisan is the day that what? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself in a physical building, in the Ohel Moed, in the Mishkan, the fulfillment of what we've spoken about many times this semester, the Dira B'Tachtonim. To be able to bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu's presence into Gashmias, into physicality. And therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu says, be careful with the malachim. They don't understand that concept. But I do, says Hashem. Aval hu yisbarach malchuso b'chol mashala. But we believe that Hashem's what? Hashem's kingdom needs to manifest itself everywhere. V'gam begufnis. B'dvarim gufniyim. Kedushaso nimtza. That even in the physical bodies, the kedush of Hashem has to manifest itself. V'adrava kol ha-torah l'dvarim gufaniyim nimshacha. What is a life of Torah and mitzvos if not what? Serving Hashem with physicality, right? It's the mitzvahs that I do with my body. It's taking physical objects like a ram's horn as a shofar and taking a lulav and taking an animal hide and making it into tefillin or even a sefer Torah or a mezuzah. Shelo isigu zos hamalachim. The angels don't get that. V'tamu atam mevakesh litna levaser v'dam. And the angels, all they know how to say is what? You want to waste the Torah. Right? That's the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Peches, when Moshe Rabbeinu was fighting for the Torah and saying, give the Torah to the Jewish people. And the angels are saying, why would you waste the Torah on human beings? They're so imperfect. But Moshe says back, did you ever leave Mitzrayim? Because the Torah talks about leaving Mitzrayim. Do you have parents to honor? Because the Torah talks about honoring your parents. Do you have food? Do you eat food to keep kosher? Taras HaMishpacha, Hilchos Nida, that's relevant to you, angels? None of it's relevant to you. And therefore, the Torah is of this world. So now, says the Rebbe, this is what it means. Twice in the Torah it talks about how the Egyptians were so evil to us. One of the places, it's in Devarim also, but in Bamidbar, in Parshas Chukas, it says, the Egyptians were terrible to us and our forefathers. The Egyptians were bad to Avram Avinu. How were the Egyptians bad to Avram Avinu? Says Rashi, Mikancha avos mitstarim bekever. From here we learn, again, the Rebbe's talking on his father's yard site, his father who's buried in the earth, whose neshama's on high. The Rebbe's saying, my father's body and the avos hakadoshim, they feel our pain where? Bekever. Rashi says, the avos feel the pain of the Jewish people, bekever. When the Jewish people are suffering, bakever. Mahadiuk bakever, says the Eish Kodesh. Why does it have to say bakever? Why are you emphasizing that there's the pain is being felt in the ground? Halo ikra haneshama shel tzadik bamarom. The main part of the tzadik is in Shemayim. Uvakever nimtza rak ufeim hakadoshim. Okay, granted, the bodies of a tzadik is also holy, but the bodies are in the ground. It should be that the neshamos and Shemayim are screaming over the pain of the Klal Yisrael. The bodies are just the bodies. Okay, there's a little bit of a soulful connection. He says something very deep. Im hevla degarma. Right? There's some type of spirit of the bones. Shalamata mi nefesh v'smuchalat. Somehow it remains connected to the body, as the Arizal describes in the Eitz Chaim. Right? But why are we emphasizing that the bodies of the tzaddikim are feeling our pain? So says the Rebbe, because that's the main thing. That's the main thing. It's not enough to say, oh, my friend is, right? If my friend is, you know, not religious, again, some people don't care at all, as we learned at the beginning. And they shouldn't be soldiers in Hashem's army because you have to be part of the team. But some people say, okay, oh, if someone, God forbid, you know, they go off the derech, right? So then all of a sudden everyone wants to be a hero and try to bring them back and try to inspire them to live a religious lifestyle, right? But what about the simple needs of a Jew? Am I sensitive to the simple needs of my fellow Jews? Do I feel their physical pain, right? In addition to the spiritual pain. Ulafia nizkar la'el, based on what we explained above. Ilu hayanem raksha avos mitstarim. If Rashi would have just said that the avos feel our pain, what would we think that means? Hayyucholim lamar, we would think, shinishmoseyem hakadoshos mitstaros al tsar hanishamos levad shel Yisrael. That we have souls and the avos have souls. And when our souls are going through something, the avos, the souls of the avos, are concerned with our spiritual well-being. Aval tsar gufam, but with regard to what? The pain of our bodies. V'adar dvarim gufniyim, shechaserim lahem einam etzdarim. But maybe once a neshama leaves this world, it can't connect to, you know, to the fact that what? That your physical needs are not being met. Maybe it's like an angel, it can only appreciate spiritual things. Kevan sheim tzadikim, kvar nesalu, these are holy souls that have ascended to much higher places. Right, they've elevated beyond any connection, any small connection to the guf, or so it would seem. And therefore, Rashi's teaching us chaver something very important, both about our lives when we're alive, and also the lives of those who are no longer here. L'chein kasav Rashi sha'avos mitzdarim b'kever. Therefore, Rashi tells us that no, the avos are not only spiritually pained by our spiritual suffering, but you should know that Avram Avinu, if you go to lunch today and you eat something and you know and it upsets your stomach, you should know Avram Avinu is in pain. You should know that Avram Avinu's stomach hurts. It's a crazy idea that the bodies of the avos are concerned with our physical well-being. Uman nimtza bekever, gufei makadoshim. Right, the kever is where they feel the pain. What's in the kever? The neshama is all the way up there. The guf. Shegufei makadoshim mitzdarim gam al tzarei guf shel Yisrael. That being a tzaddik means that I'm concerned for every bit of the needs of my fellow Jews. Ki gam beyos hatzadikim b'marom yodim shal hagadlos sha'alu alea ba'olam haze al yedei gufeim kedoshim alu. And you know how the tzaddikim know that? You know how the tzaddikim stay connected? Because the tzaddikim above, they know that all of their godless, all of their greatness that they achieved in this world was because of their bodies. The greatness of being not just a soul, but being a body in a soul. A soul in a body. Ve'im shebegan Eden u'besifta derakia, and even though now they're in Gan Eden, and now they're in the heavenly yeshiva, nishmoseyam lomdos Torah, and you would think that they've forgotten about us, it's not true. The Gemara says that when we say, right now when we're learning Eish Kodesh, the Eish Kodesh's lips are moving. When we quote Rashi, Rashi's lips are moving in the Kever. Not just Rashi's neshama is getting charged up by our Torah learning. But Rashi's body, the lips of the tzaddik is moving in this world. That their bodies are still gaining from the fact that my physical lips are speaking right now. And I'm speaking on behalf of all of us. It's as if all of our lips are speaking right now. And your ears are receiving, and the ears and the lips and the body is feeling, is connecting. Amazing idea. And therefore the bodies of the tzaddikim are still concerned with us. Right? It's an amazing idea to realize that people who are no longer here, we sometimes feel like, okay, maybe my great-grandparents are concerned with my neshama. Your great-grandparents are concerned with what? That you're able to get the summer internship so you'll be able to pay your bills. They're concerned with everything. They're concerned that you should have, you know, for those of us who, let's say, maybe had grandparents or great-grandparents we once knew who are no longer in this world. I'll think just for a second about my wife's grandmother, right? You know, to come to our house in Queens, right, the first thing, of course, is like, oh, can I get you something to eat? Did you guys have lunch? What can we get you? You know, you want a piece of Baba Rabba's sponge cake? You know, like, immediately there's like a, you know, that grandparent, like, concern, like, oh, make sure you have something good to eat. So they're still concerned with that. They're concerned with your clothing. They're concerned that you have a warm bed to sleep in. A tzaddik is concerned not just with the spiritual well-being of Jews, but is concerned with the physical well-being of Jews. And that's why you see big tzaddikim. There's a story with Rav Kook. Rav Kook was once approached on Erev Pesach. He was exhausted, and he was lying down for a little bit. And he told his wife, if anyone comes by who needs me, wake me up. And she said, I feel bad. You need to rest a little bit. And people keep coming and asking for tzedakah and asking for this. And then, so Rav Kook said to his rabbitson, he said, if people, instead of coming to take money from me, what if I was a wine merchant? And people were coming on Erev Pesach to buy more and more and more wine from me. So then would you want me to sleep so much? You'd want me to do business. You'd want me to keep selling. Right? So Rav Kook says, this is for me, this gives me my sipuk hanefesh. Right? Giving out money to Klal Yisrael is what makes me happy. Making sure that I can, if I was selling the wine, you'd want me to do more business. So now that I'm giving out the wine, I should also, this is my business. My business is being concerned with Jews, taking care of their physical needs. And then the Rebbe says something here that's very Kabbalistic, which I'm going to skip over for now. It's very hard. I don't fully understand it. I could probably say it poorly over to you guys, but I'm going to skip it for now for the sake of time and to be able to, again, to focus more on the main point. He explains the nature of, in Kabbalah, there's a concept of igulim and yosher, of circles and lines, and he explains how it relates to the neshama and the body and how that works. But let's just go to the end of the piece. Let's jump to the end of the piece, the last two paragraphs. Aval Moshe Rabbeinu Hispala. Moshe Rabbeinu, in his great concern for the Jewish people, And again, this is the Rebbe davening on behalf of the people, showing his concern for the bodies of Klal Yisrael. Many of the bodies are in tremendous danger at this point, in this time, Nisan of 1942, of Tavshin Beis. And it's also the Rebbe calling on the merit of his father, not just the merit of his father's soul, but his father's body. And he's explaining to us the deep words of David HaMelech, L'kadoshim Asher Ba'aretz Eima. So he circles back and he says, Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest soldier in Hashem's army, who led us out to all of our spiritual and physical battles, who took care of the Jewish people, who struck a rock to make sure we would have water. Aval Moshe Rabbeinu his follow, Zichur la'avram li'yitzchak u'yisrael avadecha, Asher nishbata lahem bach. Moshe Rabbeinu begs HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, remember the promise you made to Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. And it's not just a promise to their souls, it's a promise to their bodies as well. V'tidaber aleihem arbeh ezarachem k'kochvei ha'shamayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're going to take care of the Jewish people. And you're going to take care of them physically, and you're going to take care of them spiritually, and that's still a concern for the Avos. V'atzadikim mitztarim bakever. K'nizkar le'el. The tzaddikim in the graves are concerned with the Gufei Yisrael. V'espal Moshe Rabbeinu shagam gufam yichya Hashem v'yoshim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should have mercy on Jewish bodies. When you stub your toe, you should know Avraham Avinu lets out a cry. The Pia Zetzner Rebbe lets out a cry. You have to be concerned with the entirety of a person. And again, as he's explaining so beautifully, this idea, again, that the guf is holy. The guf is a holy thing. The body is a holy thing. The body of a Jew is a holy thing. The angels can't understand that. Right? But we certainly have to. We can't become so spiritual that we're only concerned with our souls and not our bodies. Or the bodies of others. V'zesha omrim, in the final paragraph, so again, circling back, this is what David HaMelech said. Tovasi bal alecha. Hashem, you don't owe me anything. My goodness, my well-being is not your obligation. But l'kedoshim asher ba'aretz hema. But for the holy ones, for the sacred ones who came before me, who are now ba'aretz. So you'll tell me, what do you mean? They're in the Shemayim. What do they have to do with me in this world? No, the tzaddikim, their bodies in this world, still are looking out for my body in this world. Lo l'nishmoseim lavad, not just the neshama. Shehim b'marom. Ragam asher ba'aretz. Those bodies in the earth. Gam mitztarim b'kever al yisurei haguf shel Yisrael gamkein. A tzaddik is concerned, a dead tzaddik, who's still alive, of course, in his, you know, tzaddikim afilu b'misasam kriyin chayim, a tzaddik who's dead is still called alive. He's alive because his body is still concerned for our bodies. V'gam b'inyanim elu toshienu. And therefore, the Rebbe says, we need food, we need clothing, we need protection. And I know that tzaddikim, like my father, whose yahrzeit is today, he's saying, are still davening for our well-being. V'aznucho la'avdeu yizbarach mitoch harchava. We should be able to serve Hashem with abundance. Everyone should have what they need. Amen. Kein yihiratzon. It's a beautiful piece. It's a beautiful piece of, you know, Ben Adam Lechavero, of showing concern for fellow Jews. And by the way, as I told you, that was the ticket. That was the ticket to getting out of Mitzrayim. Right? The Medrash says it wasn't until the Jews started looking out for each other that Hashem said, "Oh, now I have an Am Yisrael. Now I have a people that I can save." I'll just end. What did Yaakov Avinu say when he was about to give unique brachos to each of his children on his deathbed? First, he calls them all together. Right? He says, "Hey, asvu va'agida lachem, gather around, come together, and I'm going to reveal to you, right, what's going to be at the end of days." So the tzaddikim explain that Yaakov Avinu was actually telling them how to survive in the end of days. He says, "Listen, Reuven, I'm going to give you a bracha. Shimon, I'm going to give you a bracha. Levi, I'm going to give you a bracha. Everyone's going to get their own, has their own thing. But if you want to survive in the Achris Hayamim, hey asvu, gather together, stay connected to each other, right? And then you'll be able to make it. You'll make it strong until the end of days." So you don't need to stick together. We need to look out for each other, you know, body and soul. Okay, so Rabbi Osai, I want to tell you, I'm here for you. I'm here for your neshamas, and I'm here for your bodies. And I'm here to help you in any way. If you have any upcoming needs for the Yom Tov of Pesach, if anyone doesn't like know what's going on, what they're doing, I want to remind you also to be mindful of selling your chametz. If you have chametz in your dorm room or in your apartment, okay, I'm happy to help arrange that for you. Connect you to people on campus who can do that. And if anyone has any, you know, personal financial needs for the upcoming Yom Tov, let me know. I'm happy to to assist, nothing to be ashamed of. If there's anything I can do to help you, please let me know. And hopefully in the schus of all the tzaddikim, you know, all the tzaddikim who are no longer physically in the world but are still physically connected to this world, we should have everything that we need. Baruch Nias Uvagashmias. Amen. Ken Yiratzon. Okay, in the spirit of taking care of the Jewish people, I'm going to go help my wife start cleaning for Pesach.